Good day to all our listeners. My name is Father Paul from Flin Flon, and it is a privilege for me to be able to reach out to you during these days, which seem to change almost by the hour for ourselves, our community, and the world. I feel it important to share that it is perfectly natural and reasonable to have doubts and fears. We like to walk on solid ground, and when our ground becomes a little unstable or begins to shift, we quite naturally become a little disturbed. For every person, this will look a little different. Some become anxious, fearful, and panicked, while others can sometimes become dismissive of concerns, a little preoccupied, flippant, and even reckless. And we have all kinds of feelings that fall in between. The point I am making is that individuals have important feelings about how we are living, and it is less important that we all agree, and more important that we remind one another that we are living through this together. The most heartbreaking words I hear regularly are, "I feel so alone." Clearly, we may feel this way, but I feel that ought not to become the final feeling we actually settle on. Feeling something or a certain way does not necessarily make that feeling true. This is where families, partners, spouses, co-workers, friends can rise to a new purpose. That purpose is proving to one another that we really aren't alone. We have never really been alone. If we are going to be honest, then we need to be rigorously honest. God has given us people to love and people to love us. Our parents, our families, our friends, our partners and spouses. We are surrounded by others. Are they perfect in their love for us? Absolutely not. But if we're going to be honest, then we too have to also admit that we have been less than perfect in loving them as well. The point is there is room, always in love, to not get everything right all the time. If we are looking at where to find strength during these days of our pandemic, let us not always look to find more things that unsettle us, to fall into negativity and other uncertainty. We do a damage to ourselves, and we do a damage to one another. Alternatively, we can look inward and see who is already here in our lives to walk with us and accompany us. It has always been the strength of a home that has sheltered and cared for many a soul in the most unsettling of days. I'll let you in on a little secret. Your home has never been your house. Rather, it has always been those you have allowed to love you. I invite you to remain hopeful, to look for the good news to celebrate each day, to see where we are succeeding, rather than always pointing out what doesn't seem to work. When we remain hopeful, when we refrain from casting blame and fear into other people's lives, it becomes contagious. Others will see our hope, and it will bring them and ourselves a measure of comfort and stability. I invite you to choose hope today, hope tomorrow, and hope in all our days ahead.